This is the Draft Prospect Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
The Prospect Review Podcast is your source for the latest news and information on the 2014 NFL Draft.
With the 29th pick, the New England Patriots select.
Now here to preview the prospects, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Welcome to another Patriots.com Prospect Review, where we preview the prospects at various positions. And at this time, we will move on to the defensive backfield, Paul Perillo. Speaking of back,
back from vacation. Baby, I'm back.
Finally.
I was gone for a week.
Yeah. Didn't seem that long.
And no matter how long I was gone, we still haven't avoided any of that marathon talk. So,
well, we got a marathon of a draft coming May 8th, 9th, and 10th. And the Patriots likely to dip into the defensive back pool. And we'll start with the safeties, Paul, because I think that is a position of need, one of the top positions of need for this football team. Daron Harmon right now, I guess, will be penciled in as the starter next to Devin McCourty. And Patrick Chung will be in the mix, as maybe Logan Ryan will be. But certainly you could upgrade that position, and certainly you could be on the lookout for a bigger physical safety. And there are some of those guys available in this draft. We'll start on the free safety side, where you have Ha-Ha Clinton Dix out of Alabama. Thought of as the number one safety prospect. 6'1", 208. Sort of a versatile safety. Played a physical role last year. Was a little bit more of a playmaker 2 years ago. Obviously comes out of that Nick Saban defense. I don't think he'll be in the mix for the Patriots. But an interesting guy, Calvin Pryor, Louisville. 5'11", 207. Is definitely a physical player. Has some speed, 4.5 type speed. So he kind of has that versatile. Not a big guy, but likes to lay the lumber. Nicknamed the Sledgehammer, Paul. That's about all you need to know about him. He likes to play like a sledgehammer. I think he's an intriguing talent. Maybe available at 29, is seen as sort of a tweener, you know, 20-something to 30-something pick in this year's draft. So certainly a guy the Patriots will be considering at that point, I would assume, if he's still on the board. I don't love him. I don't think he's the perfect fit. We'll get to my guy later when we jump over to the strong safety side.
Yeah.
Other possibilities, not a real deep safety class, I wouldn't say. There's some interesting names, but not a great group. Not a guy, certainly, that's going to go in the top 10, and not a ton of first-round potential. But Ed Reynolds, Stanford, 6'1", 207, interesting guy, 4.57, sort of that tweener mode. Terrence Brooks, Florida State, is an undersized guy, 5'11", sub-200, but a 4'4 type guy, sort of like all those FSU guys who seem like they're one position too small, I guess I would say. You know, the safeties look like corners. The linebackers are like safeties. The D-line are like linebackers. Deion Bailey's another guy that intrigues me out of USC. Not huge, but played linebacker for them, led the team in tackles. Played safety, led the team in tackles. Has some versatility. Not overly fast, but if you were looking for a stronger safety type, he might be in the mix. Now we get to the guys that I really like. One other guy, Western Kentucky, Jonathan Dowling, 6'3", 190 pounds, real lanky, kid who transferred from Florida. Interesting playmaker, not necessarily the strong safety type, but, you know, there's nothing to say. Just because Rodney Harrison says Bill Belichick needs a big, strong, thumping safety like him doesn't mean that Bill Belichick necessarily believes that.
No, and some of these guys, too, that you talked about, they play, even though they're not the biggest guys, they play with a little bit of a physical
edge.
So, yeah, and I think that there's a difference between being undersized and not physical,
right,
and, you know, maybe being a little bit undersized. Now,
trouble is, you go down the Chung route.
Yeah, you have to weigh that. You know, the Bob Sanders and Patrick Chungs of the world have tried to play like that and have had a hard time.
If you play big and you aren't big, sometimes you don't.
You know, the Florida State guy is one that I think is a pretty physical guy. And I know you mentioned the corner for Florida State, Joyner, I think. He's another one. He has some safety experience.
Safety corner,
he likes
tweener
to play,
yep,
you know, with that kind of a mindset.
Jumping over to the strong safety, or the true strong safeties, at least listed by our friends at NFLDraftScout.com. My favorite, Deion Buchanan, Washington State All-American. He's considered second-round pick. Some think he could go late first. Some think he could drop all the way to the third. But 6'1", 211, 4'4", 940, had a nice combine. He's a hitter. Long wingspan, which helps him in pass coverage. 15 career interceptions, forced fumbles. Kind of did it all over the field. I love his combination of size, speed, quickness, length. Pretty much everything he has shown the ability to do. I think he is the perfect fit for the Patriots. But there's a couple others that I would mix in there. Ahmad Dixon out of Baylor, I think, is a nice fit. A little bit slower, not quite as quick, not quite as productive at Baylor, but 6 foot, 212. Jimmy Ward, I don't love. Probably going to be a second-round pick-ish, but 5'11", 190, weaker. Not a big fan of his. I would certainly think Buchanan is the much better player. And there's just a few other guys. Vinny Sunseri, I know you love him out of Alabama, I'm sure. He's your guy. Paul Perillo coming out of the Nick Saban scheme.
How'd you know I didn't like him?
Because I can just tell. I can tell totally. He's a special teamer, by the way.
Yeah.
Book it. He will have a nice career on special teams in the NFL.
Great.
Not a defensive player.
So we'll take him in the fifth round.
Easy sarcasm, boy. But that's about it for the real high-level draftable safeties. I'm going to continue to just pound it home.
You love Buchanan. I mean, you've been on him from the start.
I need him. And I think you'd be a perfect fit in the New England Patriots secondary.
Now, you know, it's funny. When I was on vacation talking to a bunch of my buddies.
Your buddies? Over at Miller Lights, I'm assuming.
Oh, many of them. We were talking a lot about, you know, what are they going to do? What are the Patriots? And everybody always, you know, you make the joke, well, I'm sure they'll trade down. This particular year, and I'm not talking about necessarily the you know, the depth of the draft and all that, but all the positions that they need, the players that they're in line for, I'm not necessarily sure I would want to take in the first round.
Correct.
You know, safety. That's a tremendous need. I don't want to use it. I don't want to use the 29th pick. I'm not sure there's a guy worthy of that. And you can go right on down the line. Some tight end. I'm not sure there's a 29.
Sure.
Running back. I'm not sure there's all the different positions that I think make even defensive tackle.
Mm-hmm.
That's not where I want. I know there's probably a defensive tackle worthy of being 29th. I don't want to take that guy. I'd rather get a couple extra picks and get a guy at, you know, 42.
Paul, you trade down
all of these positions.
You get me Deion Buchanan.
Yeah.
I
could live with that.
Austin Seferian Jenkins.
I could live with that.
And you get me Scott Crichton, and we'll call it a draft. I'll be happy.
Yeah.
My needs will be checked off. I'll have injected.
I like all three of those players. You know, I haven't seen as much of Buchanan as the other two. I've seen plenty of Crichton and what was the other guy
Seferian
you said?
Jenkins. Just
Seferian Jenkins. I think Seferian Jenkins is the best.
Stroke.
It's the best tight end. You know,
I do too.
Out of that crop, I think he is a good combination of the two. We'll save that for, you know. Obviously, we already did tight ends here, but safety. And you've been on the Buchanan bandwagon for a while. I'm not sure. I think there's some moves that will probably need to be made to get all of those guys in line. And I think Bill might look at it as saying, I have these different places that I want to go to. And it makes a lot of sense for me to try to get an extra pick or two in the second or third round and attack them there.
Now, moving on to the cornerback position, which is an interesting position of need, I think, for the Patriots, because on one level, the highlight of your offseason was the veterans you added at the cornerback position. Darrell Revis, maybe the best in the game. Brandon Browner, a big, productive player. You still return Alphonso Dennard. You still have Kyle Arrington. You have Logan Ryan coming off a decent rookie season. You certainly have some depth there,
right?
But sort of one-year depth. There's certainly the possibility that a year from now, Browner and Revis will be gone. And you'll be looking for starters to put with Dennard, or who knows how it plays out. So certainly not a high-level immediate need, but over a two-year window, which is what I talk a lot about when drafting.
We have. We've looked at this draft as a two-year window.
I think you could sell yourself on it. It is a pretty decent need. And
there's some good cornerbacks. I would put cornerback in the same as all those other positions. There aren't a lot of great ones.
Right.
And there's not necessarily – if you end up getting a guy like Dennard – taken off the board in the top 15, 20 picks. And now you're down to Justin Gilbert, maybe, you know, some of the other guys, Jason Verrett, that are sort of borderline first-round picks, early second-round picks. I'm not sure I want to use the 29th pick on those guys, and especially in light of all the depth that you just talked about. This is probably as deep a cornerback depth chart as Bill Belichick has had in several years.
Correct.
But the two-year window that you talk about, it's probable that you won't have Revis moving forward. It's possible you don't have Browner moving forward. And then you go, now you're in year four of Dennard, Alphonso Dennard. So that's the last year of
not
his rookie
Darquise
deal.
Dennard.
You know, and some of the other guys.
You know what they say, Paul? Depth in spring 2014 does not necessarily equate to depth in spring 2015.
And moving it a little bit forward, you have a guy like Kyle Arrington who would be in year three of a lucrative free agent contract, Andy. And what does that generally mean in the NFL?
Cut.
Yeah, it's probably about time that, you know, he's starting to make some money that we're not comfortable with. Now we can get out from under because there's only 2 years left in the deal. So they could be looking. I think cornerback is a position that they're going to address in this draft. I just don't think they'll do it right off the top. I do like Justin Gilbert a lot. I mentioned him from Oklahoma State. Really good in length, I thought. Good speed, good athleticism. A couple other guys that I really liked. So one of the best athletes that I've seen so far and watching is the kid from Virginia Tech, Kyle Fuller.
Mm-hmm.
He has some wide receiver experience. I really liked him on tape. Did everything very smooth. Has great speed, great closing speed on the ball. I thought he's a guy that in the second round, you know, that's where, as you say, our friends at NFL Draft Scout liked him. I think he's a guy that could be a real good prospect. I think he's and he comes from an athletic NFL family, by the way. The Fullers, there's plenty of them that have played in the NFL. I mentioned LaMarcus Joyner when we were talking about safeties. He's a guy that was very impressive at the combine. Another second round guy. Bradley Roby got himself in some trouble when I was away. Did I see that?
Yes.
OVI?
Yeah, which I don't even know what that is. He was operating
a vehicle
under the influence,
intoxicated.
He disputes it, took a breathalyzer, and was below the limit.
Well, I heard he failed the breathalyzer, but this is what happens on the Twitter machine.
They tweeted out an actual photo of the digital printout from the breathalyzer, and it wasn't 0.08, it was 0.008.
Oh,
there was an extra O in
there. So maybe that was some confusion.
And he said the media ran with a story that wasn't, it was very professional, he was not on the cell phone, but it's not good. You know, we learned with Alfonso Dennard that having an arrest or an altercation or an issue shortly before the draft is not a way to improve your draft stock. It is a way for a team to get value out of you, like the Patriots did with Dennard.
And it'd be interesting to see if they go that route again. There's a couple of Florida guys, too. Purifoy is one of them.
How do you say his first name?
Luche? I purposely didn't.
I know, that's why I brought it up.
But probably Luche. One guy that I like sort of later on in this draft, kid from Utah that reminded me, and I don't know if it was just because of the school, Utah, but Keith McGill, third-round prospect. He looked a lot like Sean Smith.
Right, a bigger corner.
Really bigger corner. I don't know if it was just because of the college, because Sean Smith also went to Utah, but he reminded me of him a little bit. Aaron Colvin is a later guy, Oklahoma, very athletic. Saw him used as a blitzer out of the slot a lot, too. So some different things. There's some good athletes in here. Victor Hampton, another guy from South Carolina that I liked. A little bit small, but played really with an edge, a lot of confidence. And I liked him on defending some deep passes when I watched him on film. So a lot of different kinds of guys. And I think a lot of second, third, fourth round type guys, according to the so-called experts, and I think that's where the Patriots are going to want to stockpile.
A lot of cornerbacks are going to be drafted over the course of the 3 days, seven rounds. You're going to see a lot of corners, and my guess is the Patriots will take at least one, and you will see another young guy brought in to inject some life here. One interesting name we didn't bring up because he's kind of a tweener safety cornerback is Vereen.
Shane Vereen's
brother, who is actually out of Minnesota, actually is one of the impressive risers in this draft. When this process started, I saw some things where he was, you know, a late-round pick. Now I'm seeing some people talking about him as a potential third-round pick. He's really improved his value based on the fact that a lot of people think he's a slot corner in the NFL. And we know with Kyle Arrington and other guys,
that's kind of a
starting job. And another Vereen will be in the league and probably vying for a decent job based on his draft status. But certainly a loaded cornerback position in terms of depth, as you mentioned. No elites, in my opinion. I don't think there will be a top 10 corner, and I don't think there's going to be a corner that comes out of this draft immediately as, boom, he's great. But I do think there's a lot of depth and talent, and you could see some Asante Samuels, you know, oh, so-and-so went in the fourth round,
right.
Year two. Wow, he's really developing into a nice
NFL. And all
NFL
of a sudden
corner.
You get a good player out of it. Yeah,
right.
Stanley Jean-Baptiste out of Nebraska was another one. That I think in Nebraska's, you know, we got Dennard there
a couple years ago as a defensive lineman?
Jean-Francois.
Oh.
Ricky Jean-Francois.
Oh, Ricky Jean-Francois, not Jean-Francois Baptiste.
But this, there's some good depth, I think, in this class. There's some good athletes, some good cover guys. But I don't think there's a star. I don't think there's a guy, I'm trying to think back to some, you know, Patrick Peterson. There's not those kinds of cornerbacks that, you know, that I think that it can't miss. But there will be some very good players taken. The trick is finding which ones.
before I let you go, give me one name. One name you like, you'd like to see in a Patriots uniform at the cornerback position.
Kyle Fuller.
Kyle Fuller.
Kyle Fuller would be the guy. I think that he's so athletic, and I think he's probably only going to get better because I think he's played some wide receiver at Virginia Tech, and I think he's probably just scratching the surface.
Athletes are where it's at.
Yeah.
We're right on the cusp of athletes actually being as a listed position in the pre-draft process. A couple of years from now, we'll be doing a podcast when we break down
They already do
athletes.
It now out of high school into
no
college.
No question. It's coming. That day is coming. And there will be another day on Wednesday where we will be coming back with another Patriots prospect review where we preview all the various guys that are going to be available. For now, that's Paul Perillo. I'm Andy Hart, and we will talk to you later. Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.